everyone. Welcome to this week's Indie Artist Music Hustle with Blind Intelligence. I'm your host, Miss Ronnie, where I always seek to give you exquisite cranial repertoire. This week, I am going to talk a little bit about the different ways that artists can make money now. But my main focus is going to be on the registration for Sound Exchange. I am still trying to put the pieces together on certain different things in pertaining to my own business. I know that I have a publishing license and that I'm registered with Harry Fox, and that I get all these invitations to register with different entities for publishing and for a direct publishing license. And I think that's a great thing, and that's one of the things that Facebook has done, and Instagram with the music stickers and all those different avenues for artists to make money, providing that they did the background work that they were supposed to do. But there are many more avenues to make money off of social media now. And with me working with, I work with mainly new independent artists. So you will get somebody to come in and be like, oh, I'm just doing it because I love music and I would like to make some money off my music. And, you know, I don't know which way to go, or people charge so much for this. But even beyond the checklist that they give you, you know, if you go do research, there are certain things that need to be done. And one of the avenues, it's Sound Exchange. And the reason why I decided to do this was because of, like I said, last week was watching the new show, and there was a discrepancy about the Sound Exchange, which led me back to a consultation that I had with an artist. It was like a preliminary to see, could we work together? Because sometimes it's best to pass some business up, especially when you can see that you're getting the short end in the deal. But anywho, I was talking to the artist and we was going over the different registrations that would have to be done. And one of them was Sound Exchange. And he was like, well, I already have a Sound Exchange account. I was like, okay, so is your spreadsheet up to date? And he was like, what spreadsheet? And I was like, well, you can have a Sound Exchange account. I said, but, you know, you have to have, you know, submit a spreadsheet for it. So I'm going to tell you, in working as an independent artist, a new artist, if you have a team or whatever, you will have to have somebody that has some type of technological skills. And technology changes all the time. So he said that he had a Sound Exchange account, but had never entered anything into the spreadsheet. So you need to have some type of working knowledge of how to use Excel, Microsoft Excel, to submit your information into to input your information into the spreadsheet and then submit it to Sound Exchange. So there's the submission form, which is the spreadsheet that I talked about. Sound Exchange is the sole organization designated by the United States Library of Congress to collect and distribute digital performance royalties for sound recordings. So if you are an artist and they are designated by the Library of Congress, which means that is a federal entity, the data is correct. Okay, so they're designated by the Library of Congress, which means this is kind of important, just like that copyright.gov. I still have artists to talk about. I want to just email it to myself or mail it to myself. And I was like, no, you cannot. Because if it's not registered with the copyright.gov, you can't even take it to court. So that's a myth. But anyway, I'm going to move on. Digital performances, if you don't know what they are, that's like Pandora, Spotify, SiriusXM. So those places like that, normally most of it is in your distribution. I still have artists that think that because they make a song and put it directly on Facebook or upload a video to YouTube that it is an official release. That is not an official release. That's not an official release. When you register with Sound Exchange, you just don't go in and make up a password or whatever. You submit what you need to submit, and they will contact you within 30 days with a password to be able to get in because you're issued a payer ID number. Okay, so with that, you're going to have five components of things that you will need to know. You will need to know the minimum recording info, the featured artist claim, the sound recording copyright claim, additional recording information, and release information. So let's go into each one of those just a little bit because I'm not going to make this like a long, drawn out thing. The minimum recording info is info like the artist, the title, the RSRC number, and the recording label. So if you're doing business as or have an LLC as Kumbawumba, whoever, that information, artist, there, name of your song, stand up on the sky, whatever. ISRC number. That's the number that comes from your distributor when you get ready to release. It'll give you all this information for your release information. And then your recording label. If you're an independent recording label, you can put independent, whatever it is. No. So, under whatever recording label. And keep in mind that label services is not a recording contract. So, but that's something else. Okay. Featured artist claim. It is a percentage of the artist's royalty. So let's just say that you have a collaboration with someone. You're going to look at the split sheet, which y'all agreed on. That is what the information is that's going to go into this featured artist claim. Well, that goes into the spreadsheet for Sound Exchange from the split sheet that you both signed off on. So you need the split sheet to correctly do the Sound Exchange. And I know sometimes when working with independent artists, you will see that you might work with an artist and one artist may have stuff registered and the other artist may not. So I just registered the artist part and the other part is other because it's the other artist or team or whoever responsibility to claim their royalties. So then you're going to have the sound recording copyright claim. This is the sound recording, the copyright, or designee, the percentage claimed, the dates, and if it's in a non-U.S. territory, it's all that information right there. So you're going to look at your split sheet and your registration with copyright.gov. There, copyright.gov again. Then you have additional recording information, the version, the duration, the genre, date of release, composer, publisher, all those different things. You're going to get that from your distribution, your split sheet, and your PRO information that was entered, right? So then you have the release information, the album title, the barcode, the catalog number, all of that. Of course, you're going to get the album title and the release information, the barcode from your distributor, from your release, your catalog number from your PRO, you know, the release date, et cetera, et cetera. I wanted to go over these things because as an independent artist without a major deal and having to do some of the things yourself, you will need to know these things. Especially when new royalties come out. That was one of, that's not the only thing that you have to register with. But in order to make some money, it depends on what level of success that you consider success. I mean, and even with like I said earlier, with myself, I'm still trying to put pieces together for myself. But I am the type of person, if I learn something, I am going to tell you about it. But in the words of Khalees, I can teach you, but I have to charge, you know. So I think that's a great thing. And I think one of the major artists that was really pushing for streams to be counted was Nicki Minaj. So shout out to Nicki Minaj. I even watched other artists' interviews, and I saw an artist that said that they would even sell physical CDs out the trunk of their car. There is not anything wrong with it, except for, do you have a reporting trail? How do you report that to count that towards your sales without just, I'm putting this in my pocket and I'm not paying Uncle Sam and it doesn't count towards anything? So, I mean, there's avenues that you go through to count your physical sales too. So, I think all in all, I just wanted to have like a quick little session about the importance of registering for Sound Exchange and the paperwork that you need to complete a Sound Exchange spreadsheet. So when you are doing a collaboration with someone, if you look at the split sheet, maybe one day I might do something on split sheet, but right now I'm not, because you can digitally do a split sheet now, or you can download one or type one out or whatever. But basically what the split sheet is, hey, I'm this artist. This is the artist, this is the writer, this is the producer or whatever, the publisher, and each person get this percentage right here. And this is the money that we will make collectively when, I mean, each person's percentage when we make money collectively off of this particular record or whatever. So split sheets are very important. That is a major pitfall that I see for independent artists. Well, that's enough talking from me. So I thank you for listening this week. Remember to like, share, and subscribe. You can find us on all podcasting platforms. You can find us streaming live on social media. And you also can find us on rpentertainmentradio.com. That's R-P-E-N-T radio.com. And you also can find the blog on blonde-intelligence.com. And I see you next week. Bye. Hey, it's me, Miss Ronnie, the host of Indie Artist Music Hustle with Blonde Intelligence. We now have expanded our platform to include RP Entertainment Radio out of Dallas. That's right. In addition to the podcast on Spotify, iHeart, Apple, Pandora, and live streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, LinkedIn, and more, now Indie Artist Music Hustle is part of the Freedom Mix every Wednesday at 8 p.m. on rpentradio.com. The show includes interviews with indie artists and other entertainment professionals, as well as artist reviews. The artist interview or review music will be featured in the Freedom Mix. To schedule an interview or submit for a review, visit www.blonde-intelligence.com or email submissions@rpentradio.com. Blonde Intelligence is a registered trademark.